Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections Drive Time 106.1 FM, The Heat. And five other stations. Please watch us also live on YouTube on TAM Talk Radio Network. And welcome to our show. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, and
I'm Lisa V, the co-host.
That's right. We have an amazing show. Before we do, we always start with a Hollywood connection, and we'll be back with our VIP guest in just a moment. And I think I have one of the VIPs on the phone now. Are you there?
Hi, this is Tammy Bryant-Spratling.
Hi, and you're with, you want to tell everybody who you're with, what company?
Absolutely. I am representing the Gasparilla International Film Festival, and we are hosting our film fest next week.
I know. I have to tell you, I've been so impressed. I've been there the last couple of years, and we had met so many film directors, producers, agents, casting directors, volunteers that are amazing, and this is the kickoff party tonight, and I can't make it because I have to go to Women in Film after this, and but I will be on your red carpet on the 17th, so tell us about the film festival, who's going to be attending, what the prices are, and the website.
Well, thank you so much. We're really excited for this year's festival. This is our 14th annual Suncoast Credit Union Gasparilla International Film Festival. We have over 120 films showing over a period of 6 days, and we are super excited about the lineup that we have. First and foremost, our focus this year is on Florida filmmakers and Florida-focused films. So you're going to see a lot of that local, those local faces that you've met over the years coming back this year and showcasing their talent. That's something that we're really excited about, particularly with this year's festival. We're also going to have quite a few big-name films. We're excited about our opening night film, which is The Lovebirds with Issa Rae starring in it, and our closing night film, Synchronic, which is a phenomenal, interesting sci-fi film with a lot of with kind of a cool twist around the usage of drug, and then kind of the idea of traveling in time based off of a kind of a drug trip. So we have some really interesting films, and it's going to be a really fun week.
How exciting! Now the public is open to. Do you have any guest speakers or any panels for talent?
Yes. So we have education panels again this year. We're focusing on several different panels. We're going to have those all pretty much over the weekend. So definitely take a look at our schedule to be able to find more information about which panels we're offering. But it's going to be really, we have a lot of interesting things going on in the panel.
So exciting. What is your website you can tell everybody to go to?
Yes. So the website is GasparillaFilmFestival.com. That's GasparillaFilmFestival.com.
We're so excited. We're going to promote the heck out of that as well. And I can't wait for the interviews on the red carpet, me and Lisa and our crew. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. And we'll be there at Gasparilla Film Festival. Thank you. Have a very blessed evening.
Thank you so much. We look forward to event. Thank you.
Awesome. So we like to open it up with agents, producers, casting directors. We have a SAG agent under our show as well, if you are talent, and we're going to Women in Film at the Future Factory, and that is something you definitely have to be involved in because I'm a co-chairperson over there, and then Tampa Bay Film Society is on the 17th. So in the meantime, before we kick off our amazing guest here, I have to tell you, Leslie, I met you a couple years ago at Forbes Riley's event.
Correct.
Right. And when we met, you were an influencer. You're always doing amazing things on social media. And you gave me two books last week on women in film, or the last month.
Correct.
And one I haven't got to yet, but I'm reading that next one because that's on my coffee table. And you gave me The Moving Mountain Mama, A True Story of Life and Death and the Power of Prayer. And I am so honored to have Betty Green next to me as told, you know, to Leslie Graham. So did you have, what did, with the part, with the book before I start?
I was the writer, so it's Betty's story.
Oh.
And so she would tell me parts of her story, and then I wrote it and put it into the book format for her.
Wow. Okay. That's so you can do that for other people as well?
Yes.
Okay. You've got Lisa next to you, and she wants to write a book, but she needs someone to help her with it. Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
here
talk.
We go.
She's the person.
Wonderful.
God's connecting again, aren't we?
Yes.
Wow. And then I know Tommy's about to tell me something. Yes. Go ahead, Tommy. Is there a caller? We're good? Okay, that's my engineer. Oh, thank you. Okay,
yes.
We're trying to read a sign language back there. Like, what are you talking about, Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So I have Betty Green to my right here, and I read her story, and you're going to tell a little bit on the air as well, but there was a part that you had died, and you went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had to put my book down, and I started to cry. I'm not kidding you. And I picked up my Bible, and I said, I can't read anymore right now. It was so heavily deep of what you saw. And when God said to you, you don't, he ended up coming in the picture. We're going to talk about that. And he said something like, you don't know me. And we're going to get into that. So stay tuned. I'm just getting, you know, just in awe of the story. And we like to bring more of God to the airwaves on, we call it Hollywood Connections right now.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
So Betty, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, you're amazing. So you want to tell everybody kind of the synopsis of your book? And while I'm going through this on the airwaves, we're going to do watch parties as well, YouTube. Please put your email on the comments below, and we will send you, you know, a PayPal request. And the books are going for $20 plus shipping, of course. And we'll send this book. It is amazing if in a very spiritually grounding, you know, when it opens your eyes on a lot of things and really gets you on track with your prayer life as well. So again, put your email below. We will definitely send you a PayPal request or an email to find out, you know, what we have, Cash App, right? You've got Facebook payments,
Venmo,
so many different ways to do that as well. So Betty, tell us about your story.
I think that my story tells you a lot about, no matter who you are, what you are, how low you've stooped, or whatever you've done, there's a God that forgives you, redeems you, changes your whole life. Glory to God. He can do something that no one else can do. There's nothing as big as God. To me, he's the greatest. Nobody is famous to me, and I know a lot of famous people.
Exactly.
But he is the most, and compared to him, nobody is anything to me except Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And you know, people today, they think we rely... What I saw and what was so shocking to me was forgiveness. We all think that I was forgiven before I was ever born.
Yep.
And all you have to do is accept that forgiveness from Jesus Christ. But that wasn't what Jesus was looking at my sins. He wasn't looking. God wasn't looking at my sins and all these things because I'd already been forgiven before. What he was really looking at was how well, the only way to heaven is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's looking to this man, and they did not want, God did not want us to have any images before us or pictures of Jesus, because then we look to the man. And I looked to the man all my life and thought that was Jesus, but it wasn't Jesus.
Wow.
And so whenever God asked me how well to know his son, the word of God was standing there. And the word of God, he was asking me, how well do you know my word? And I saw a replay of my life, and I saw the Bible. I had a great, big, beautiful Bible, one nobody ever reads. You just have it for looks, you know, on the coffee table. I seen for 30 years a spirit would say, you really need to read that. I had 6 kids in 6 years. By the time I was 21, I had 6 children.
Wow.
And after my baby is 3 months old, my husband walked out and left me with 6 children. And I got married at 15, so I didn't know how to make a living. I'd never made a living. I'd never even dated nobody else or anything ever in my life. So you're addled. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. How you gonna feed the kids? He just disappeared. And I never seen him for 2 years. And so I had to find a way to make a living to do my kids, to take care of my children, mm-hmm. or lose my children.
And this was in the 1950s. So this
and that was so not accepted mm-hmm. like now, being divorced and single.
And being a single mom trying to find a job in the 50s.
Good luck.
Wow. And then you, with the job that you have, we can talk about that.
Right.
Because the job that you have, you were a stripper.
Right. I started off a go-go dancer, you know, when
I
had the fringes.
There's other words to say. I don't want to say stripper. Yeah. I would say go-go dancer or, yeah, you know.
Entertainment.
I get there. Okay, I get there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Dancer. When you go-go dance, you don't think it's so bad. But then when they asked you to take that off and be a stripper for more money, and you need the money to support your kids, okay. And a devil told me, he said, you know, says, you're not a fit mother. You should lose your kids. Mm. Said a real mama would go up there and do anything for their kids. And he kept telling me this till I felt guilty. Mm-hmm. And I said, I can do anything for my children. I'm not a bad mother. I'll do it. But when I went up to do it, this was my backslide, and this was how I backslid. Mm-hmm. I went there actually to get a job singing country music.
So you are a singer?
I sing like Carly Francis.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have any tracks we can do at the end of...
I'll YouTube. What's your favorite Connie Francis song? I'll send it to him.
She
right
loves
now.
To sing. Yes. You love to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a song I haven't made yet, so maybe she might be kind enough to help me out.
I preach now. I'm a teacher and preacher. I have a Bible college.
Yay.
Oh, okay.
And I have... What really happened was... Whenever I told the Lord, I sadly shook my head that I didn't know Jesus. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the Word of God, He says, you don't know my son. You know about my son because of what you heard. But you don't know him intimately.
Wow. Mm.
And if you've never read the Bible, how do you know it's true? He was appalled that I would trust any man with my salvation. Mm. How could you trust anyone with your eternal salvation is what God said.
Wow.
Just think on it. And it went through my head, yeah, how do I know they told me the truth? You see what I'm saying? But when you read it for yourself, then you find out. You really get to know who Jesus is. You fall so in love with him.
You know what? I got to tell you, and I know we have another VIP caller that was calling in. It was supposed to be a few minutes ago. And just we'll be with you in about 10 minutes, so have him hold, please. That would be great. I know he's busy, but we'll get back. You know, I go for my walks with my dogs, and I used to have my headsets on and walk and listen to, you know, R&B and music and all that good stuff. And all of a sudden, God says, no, put the music away. And I walk and I pray in tongues. And every time I pray in tongues, it's my dog walk for 45 minutes a night and in the morning. And I'll tell you, things are happening. Mm-hmm. Doors are opening up. I mean, ideas are coming and things are happening. And I'll tell you, if you take that time in prayer and you do that, watch things happen. So that's, my husband goes, where are you going? I'm going to go for my praise dog walk. So, no, I get what you're saying. And where's your Bible college at?
In St. Petersburg, Florida.
Right here.
Yes. Suncoast Cathedral.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So we can come over and take a tour of it and then do
yes.
A... I would love that. You're right
hook,
there.
And hook... yes, and hook Chad and his ministry up with...
Tell him about... Yes.
Yes. Chad Adams has a ministry in his image wrestling, and what he does is he goes and he has an after-school program. Mm-hmm. He answered the calling to God, and he now helps, you know, kids and after school till 8 p.m., you know, care. And if you can't afford the program, he's got, you know, sponsors that help it, and I definitely would like to put you two together.
I want to emphasize on how strong prayer is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
When Reagan got shot, he saw Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, I'll let you live if you'll get prayer back in school and change my nation back to Christian. He wanted to know, has any country ever changed their nation through prayer? And they said, yes, South Korea. And so he called over there and inspired about it. And so they sent Dr. Cho's mother-in-law, who founded the Prayer Mountain, to the United States, to Washington. And he asked her, would she come to America and do in America what they did over there? That was a war-torn nation. And she got 500 women to go to the mountain with her. Actually, she went alone, and they followed her, found out where she was at, and joined her. And they started feasting and praying. And by feasting and praying, they changed their nation, and a million people were joined to their church. 60,000 a day is on prayer mountain, feasting and praying. Well, when Reagan asked her would she come, she didn't speak English good and got on the wrong plane. So Dr. Cho says, Mama, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to get an American woman to help you do it. And so she took 60,000 women to pray and feast that God would send an American woman. I have been to Key West, and I'm come back, and I made about $3,000, and I'm going to the Philippines to a crusade. So I dial this number thinking I'm getting a travel agent, and dialed it. And this man says, lady, you got the wrong number, but the right number. Said, this is God. And said, don't hang up. And I said, I call a travel agent, and he tells me he's God. I said, who is this?
Yes.
And he said, I'm the president of Korean Airlines, and God just spoke to me and said, it's not the Philippines he's trying to get to. You have a mandate in Korea.
Wow.
Since I've been in Key West, Florida, here's what God told me. Me and her travel for the next 20 years in America, building prayer mountains all over America. She adopted me as her daughter. She had lost her daughter, and I'd lost my mother. And God restored us. And this wasn't long. It was 3 months. I mean, the first time I ever told my testimony, 200 got saved. I thought they were church people, and they were strippers, pimps, bartenders. All of these people, they had advertised me in my G-string. Mm-hmm. And because of that, all of these people came to hear my story. And every one of them got delivered, set free. Glory to God. Amen. The man called 700 Club. He come to Florida, took my whole life story. Then, I mean, it was Trinity. It was just no stopping. It just kept going. So I've been going ever since. I've been going for 45 years in November, preaching all over the world. I've been on every television network, whether it's Joan Rivers, whether it's, let me tell you about Joan. She is interviewing me, and right in the middle of it, we go for commercial. When we went for commercial, I said, Joan?
Yes.
I said, honey, I don't know what this means, but you do. I said, God said to tell you that your husband had an opportunity of time with him.
Ooh.
And she broke down and went to crying and everything. Her husband had committed suicide in a hotel.
Wow.
And that's what God was telling her to.
Oh, I remember.
And
that.
She grabbed me and helped me and said, what do I need to do to have your Messiah? See what God can do.
Yes.
But recently, since I've been in down here in Florida, God told me, I went to North Carolina to be with my family after I died. Mm-hmm. We'll go back to dying.
Right.
Because I want to share how everybody thinks. You give everything to your body. You let your body control you. You let it do whatever it wants to. And I give it everything it wanted, whether it was hunks. I had some of the most beautiful hunk boyfriends you ever seen in your life.
Amen, sister. My type of lady.
I mean, I had the body and I had the show business. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she did.
And when you're the star, everybody wants to see you or have a date with you or something, be seen with you.
Right.
So I had my share of whatever I wanted. I give up body. I drove Cadillacs, town cars. I had whatever I wanted, motorhomes. But, you know, no matter what I'd done, there was, I'd think, well, when my name's Neon Lights, when it's in Vegas, that will do it for me. It's fame I want. But when I saw it, I stood there with tears running down my face because it didn't satisfy me. Nothing satisfied me. But when they booked me in Vegas, I said, well, I'm going to be the best I was. So I went and had my bust enlarged because I was working with a girl that had it. Awesome. So I went to her doctor and I had my bust enlarged, but I didn't tell them I was a free bleeder. And I almost bled to death on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan told me, he had begun to talk to me and he told me, don't tell them you're a bleeder or they won't do it. So I didn't tell them.
Wow.
And so when he cut me out, my blood has gone all over me and all over the doctor. And I thought, boy, this is tough. He's wearing glasses, and it's getting on his glasses. How do he see? I thought it was a normal thing.
Yeah.
And Satan started laughing and said, you know that lie you told? I told you to tell. He said, yeah. I said, yeah. He said, that's your blood, and says, I killed you.
Whoa.
and I almost died, but I got a staph infection. You see, this is how Satan works. He tells you one thing at a time. He baits you. You just don't open your door to him. You don't open your gates, your eye gates, your ear gates, ever holding your body's gates, doors that you're supposed to guard. Anyway, I had a penicillin reaction after I had my bus, I was home. It was on Thanksgiving Day, 4 o'clock in the evening. I had my children, and I had just recently married a man that come in and blowed thousands of dollars a night. And I'd had my Thanksgiving. I looked around. Out there sits my motor home, my big old town car, and I'm getting ready to go to Vegas. And my life is just, I've achieved, I thought.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like the
man with the barn,
you know.
Right.
Little did I know, within a few seconds, I would have been eternity. But as my husband gave me the shot, and as he did, I was doing bumps and grimes at him, teasing him. He's sitting on the bed, and I'm naked because I'm going to get in the shower. And when the shot went in, it hit my spine, and it runned up my mouth. It podlocked my mouth. It was like neon lights was flying in my head. Every socket is just like electricity running through my body, and I fell across the bed. Then I felt my heart bust, and I could feel the blood go coming out my mouth. And at that time, it's like, actually, your body is like you're in a snowsuit, and the real you is in it. The real you is your spirit. That body is nothing to you, yet you give it everything. You keep feeding it. You keep giving it everything it wants, and it's killing you. That's what it does. As I slid out of the body, Satan was standing there. The reason I know it's Satan, I called him that in this time. And he picked me up and took me on the other side of the room, and I watched my husband working over my body and my children, and my little daughter screaming, "Oh, God, Mama, please don't leave me. Please don't leave me, my mama. Please don't leave me." That's what she was screaming and crying. And about that time, another spirit, but I looked at that body and I thought, I give you everything. What's this? And I started feeling of my spiritual body. I could feel it. I done it, touched it, just like I did my real body. I could think, I could see, I could hear, but I couldn't talk to anything living. I could talk to the Satan, I could talk to spirits in the room. About that time, this other spirit come in the room, and when it did, Satan went, psh, and was gone. And his spirit took me up, and it was like a instant, I'm in heaven. And he laid me down, and this awesome voice said, "How well do you know my son?"
Wow.
And I'm telling you, you're afraid to look up. You're afraid to move. It's the scariest thing to be before God. You think you want to hear from God? I've heard from him twice. One time he's telling me what to name the church, and I thought the whole side of the building was coming in when he spoke it. He said, "And my house shall be called a house of prayer." And it was like I was in Andrew. And it was like Andrew was coming through the wall when God spoke to me. So people think, you know, they want to hear. It's scary sometimes unless you really are in the spirit and you and him are connected. We have a covenant now. So I can talk with God now.
Daily, every, you know, when you're driving in the car, you know, people think I'm singing, I'm talking to God.
Yeah.
You know, bottom line, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to not be ready to meet God is one of the scariest things. And when he asked me how well to know his son, I knew I hadn't read the Bible through. I didn't know it. And when I sadly shook my head that I didn't know it, I was picked up and cast out of heaven and started descending into hell and hell.
That's when I put the book down. And I mean, I read my Bible, but you know, I mean, did you open your Bible and read it at all? Or did you read any chapters or just sat there? I mean, you know, before... I mean, did you ever really pick up
No,
your Bible?
I thought if I went to church on Sunday, I helped start 5 Church of Gods in North Carolina by the time I was 21 years old. And I spoke with tongues, I prophesied, and things would be headline news the next day, and I prophesied. But you see, you don't just backslide. It's hardship come. You need everybody needs to read this book to see what took me where it took me and how Satan works to get you to there. The first thing is he isolates you. He gets your husband to leave you, or some church member hurts you.
Well,
you quit going to church. You isolate yourself. And then he starts lying to you and telling you all this stuff. and isolate you from your family, then you feel nobody don't love you, and you start sitting there listening to all he's telling you, and he starts telling you all this stuff, and you start believing it. You mm-hmm. see, slowly you backslide. You never intend to backslide, mm-hmm. and you hate it all the time you're doing it. And you have to get drunk, high, just to go up there and do what you have to do. But you tell yourself, I have to do it if I want to feed my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I would have done the same thing. I'm sorry. My kids come first. I would have done whatever I had to, just like you.
For our listeners on 106.1 FM, The Heat, while you're driving, just let me say this. Jesus quite literally saved me from ravage of hell. Mom of six at the age of 21, divorced stripper 30, died and in hell at 37. And then, but God had other plans for Betty Green. She's sitting right here next to me. Betty, I remember the day, almost the hour, when the Holy Spirit overtook your life. What a spiritual battle it was, but God proved himself greater than any power of any enemy that invaded her life. I praise the Lord for using you. Shout it out from the rooftops. May God live and my God resign. My God reigns. I'm sorry, I'm looking here. Amen. And then it says here, the Lord brought Mama Betty into the my life over 30 years ago. She had been such an inspiration to me in Hollywood and also one of my greatest mentors. Her life is a truly reviving book and will speak to your soul and change your life forever. And it sure does. Now, Betty, you had showed me something in here, some of your mentors. I just had it here. And and you've met all of them.
Yes.
And we're going to kind of go over that. Lisa, do you have any questions for her?
I'm blown away as I sit here because everything she's literally saying and you know, you and I connected through a church that literally saved my life, literally, well, and it's just, this is like,
Lisa,
wow.
And all of a sudden, God speaking to me, he said at the time, because my co-host, her husband passed away, and we were just adding more shows to my station here with Lola Station, my show, Lola
right.
Station.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, long story, God spoke and said, Lisa, bring her on the show and sing, and she did. Now she's co-hosting.
And 2 years prior, I had a dream after going out and indulging in the spirit world of drinking, and had a dream where I literally to the outfit and I have headphones and I told the ex-husband I gotta quit drinking because either I'm in a radio studio or I'm like in a recording studio, and 2 years to the everything is yeah.
Well, here's your wall of honor. You've met all of these.
Wow. Can I read?
Yes, you can read.
Okay,
that.
Here we go. Reverend Oral Roberts, Reverend Richard Hall, Reverend Pat Robertson, Dr. Morris Sorello, Dr. John Osteen, Dr.
Yay,
Cho, Dr. J. Shal Choi. I can't.
Dr. Cho's mother-in-law.
Cho's mother. Okay, there we go. Pastor Cliff and Kathy Ornduff, Dr. Andrew Bills, Dr. Lee Benton, and Reinhardt
Bunky.
Dr. Lester Sumrall. On a TV show for months at a time and booked me in his churches across the USA. TBN. Oh, TBN. Wow. There we are.
So she's been out there. And there's more to this woman. And I'm so impressed. Leslie, I'm blown away. I'll tell you. If I would have had this one, too, I would have sent this to the Christian Film Festival.
What a
story.
We can still do other things with it.
I know. There are so many opportunities.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
This needs to be a movie.
Yes, it does. Totally agree.
And I don't mind helping out. I can be an extra. I'll play you anything you want. I'm kidding.
Here's an example, Betty. I was on the phone with a film director the other day in Fort Lauderdale, and he was working on a movie with a horse and some things that he's been trying to get funding for. And so I told him about your book, and he was going through a lot of hard times right now and something with health-wise. And I said, you know, we're going to be praying for you. And he said, this book sounds like it needs to be a movie. Can I maybe produce this, or does she have anybody? And this definitely needs to be a movie. It needs to go into the film festivals. Mm-hmm. People need to see this. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of seeing horror movies. I'm tired of seeing killings.
And
there needs to be more inspirational for people. And they can see that changes their lives. And you do that, Betty Green. You mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Now, Chrissy is our marketing. She has a question. She read the book, and we have a few minutes. Chrissy, come on live. You're over at Women in Film with Bobby Hill, casting director. Tell us what you thought of the book and what your question is to Betty Green.
Hi, Miss Betty. I want to know how you felt when you went up with Billy Graham and all these other people. Tell me how you felt.
When I went with who?
When you went with all the evangelists?
When you were preaching with Billy Graham and Oral Roberts and these people, and I remember seeing all these people back in my day when I was very young.
I think Lori Crouch's dad and his mom were good friends of mine, and I preached in older churches. I slept in Lori Crouch's bed. I've been on Ever Trendy. In Miami, I used to take stuff to Miss Crouch and to Paul. He left peaches from South Carolina, and my 18-wheelers would bring peaches down, and so...
Lester
Summerall liked me because I cast out devils and did the Philippine Crusades. And he sort of was a father to me. I was on his station all the time. I went to every one of his churches just about, especially if there's trouble in any of them. And God supernaturally, by 60,000 people praying for me to come to Korea, God took me to Korea, and I was the woman that God chose to travel with Dr. Choi for the next 20 years. We built a prayer mountain in California. I was on the 700 Club Come Miami and took my whole life story, took me back to the clubs and everything else, took the whole thing, made a whole thing. They played it 7 times. Thousands of people got saved every time they played my story. I've been on Maury Povich. I've been on every show that when they were doing actors and used to have talk shows.
Right.
I've been on every show just about there is that people wanted a story. Linda Steward was writing my story, and the guy that sets and types all the time that does movies was going to do the movie, and she took cancer and died. I never pushed it. But recently they've called me and asked me if they can do my movie. Right now we're trying to get the monies together to produce it.
Right.
But it's,
I see that. When I'm reading it, I felt movie. I felt, you know, last week we had
it's
the people from Breakthrough.
Wonderful.
Yes. Wow, Chrissy,
it's
that
very,
was...
very, very wonderful. I read it last night.
Yes,
and I was very moved by your book, dear. And I understand everybody has a story. And yeah, I believe your story should be told. You're a very brave woman.
Well, I've got a brave God.
Amen.
And he's my everything, I'm telling you.
I believe we all have a brave God.
Yes, we do.
And he takes care of us all. A little bit of faith goes a long way.
Let me share this with you. You'll love it. I told Jesus, I said, Jesus, I says, I love you more than anything there is, more than anyone I've ever loved. But I said, I love my husband too, and I was jealous of him, and I didn't want to touch him or anything. Why am I always trying to give you away when I love you so much?
Aww.
He said, because...
Because you have to spread the word.
He said, because everybody has one of me. Aww. I'm everywhere. I thought that was really cute.
Very cute.
Wow. Well, Chrissy, we want to thank you. I'll be over there at Women in Film afterwards. I know we have so much happening on this show.
It's my great pleasure to meet you, darling, and I look forward to later dates.
God bless you. Hope so.
Thank
you. God bless you, my sweetheart. Safe travel.
Thank you.
So I have a question, because now I'm learning more about you, and I have to bring this to the table. What do you believe about people getting into angel card readings or tarot card readings and the Ouija board? Now, we did a little thing with a production company, hold on a second, and they wanted a testimony if you ever played with one, and I said I did, but we broke it up because it ended up saying, my master is king of hell. Now, I was 13 years old, and we realized what we were doing at that time. My mother and we then became, we were baby Christians. We didn't know. We were Catholic. And then from now on, but we're giving our testimony. So to that effect, you know, people out there, and I'm like, they'll write me and they'll say, here's a card, you know, and I'll go, I'm sorry, I believe in angels, but what is your perceptive of that?
That's just an open door to pull you into stronger stuff. It starts off easy. A lot of people read their
horoscope
every day, right?
And that starts you open. That opens the door. You see, God told you to close your gates. And whenever you open them gates to hear this stuff, it starts off. They bring a thought. Listen, a thought makes soul. Then when you speak it, that's the words are seeds. Now, because you're the one speaking, it's in your body, you're building a garden in you. Do you want what you're speaking? You're making a harvest of your words.
Wow.
So what are you saying?
I don't mean to laugh. I'm just, God is using you right now, and she knows.
I know.
Well, it's crazy.
Well, Lisa, and we're talking about this because Lisa was at one time, you have a testimony, and she can understand that, but can I say it?
You sure can. It's going to be in the book.
Yes.
If I got a little hint.
She was involved in the Casadega.
I actually was living at...
Before.
A shaman's house.
She was born again.
Yeah, before I was born again. Before God literally saved my life that night. And that's in the story. You know, raised my whole family now, I realize, on both sides. Psychic to the stars in the 20s. The white light, as I learned from my uncle finally, which broke, you know, whatever was going on, The white light is there is no white light. It is Satan, and, yes. and he comes, and things that I've seen, things that I've heard. You have no. There's no way to deny what I saw, what I had been through. The gentleman was, you know, on Kindred Spirit Show five mm-hmm. times. Like, literally, I gave my life to God on a king-size bed when my whole family, within 15 minutes, was like, is Lisa okay? My mom turns to my stepdad and goes, oh, my God, Lisa's dying. And when I say literally, like, I was there, gates of hell.
Well, Betty, I know my station owner is listening, and she's probably saying, Dawn, you need to talk to Betty and get her own show here. You need your own show.
Yes, I think she does.
I think you do. I think you need a show here at Tantalk Radio Network. You know, we're on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. The live video feed, the podcast, you know, and the opportunity for media is awesome because we get into so many events. Yes. But in the meantime,
I love it.
I know. So I'm gonna definitely sit you down with would you be open to something like this?
Yes.
Oh my God. I mean, what powerful words from you. I have to take a quick break. This goes so fast. We have to get more sponsors. We're going out selling airtime.
We are.
We had 2 hours before, but I have to stop for a second, and we have to call that number in a second. We're not gonna tell. It's a surprise. So every week I'm gonna do this Champion Among Us.
Ooh.
When I was walking last night, and it said outstanding achievement and community service. Okay, so I'm going to pick somebody once a week. But here's how this happened, Betty. I got a call the other day, and we had moved. We bought a home 6 months ago, and a bill collector tried to get in touch with me and said, is this Dawn? And blah, blah, blah. And I said, yes. She goes, well, you have an outstanding balance. We can't get the bill. It keeps coming back to us. I had no idea. You know, I pay my bills. But it went back to them. And I said, oh, well, thank you. I feel honored and blessed. Thank you. Outstanding.
Yes.
So then all of a sudden, my praise walk last night, God says, you're going to start doing a once-a-week Champion Among Us, like the Champion Horses Among Us. And so there's a lady that wrote in, and we're going to just congratulate her. We're going to make a call in a minute. And I just want to read this. I would like to nominate Madeline Patrick for an outstanding community service. Miss Madeline started out at the age of 4 years old and is now only 11, helping others and reaching out to her community in many ways, and still does to this day. Hosting two live events each year with assistance of family and friends at St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital and Healthier Choices of Hungry Children and Changing Rooms in the form of the Fashion Show and Talent Show. Only helps sick kids and their families, and stepping up to the people of all ages makes dreams in reality. By offering these events, including professional training and giving everyone opportunity, Madeline promotes a lot of people in her podcast, IMBD Rated Miniseries, A Madeline Mommy Show. And Madeline is a normal child who goes to public school, and as a school, she is on display helping those in need. And I'm going to also put more. She's a cross guard. She's always out in the community to help nonprofit organizations, donating and promoting. And my heart is truly deserving to give this award to her. Thank you, Ms. Dawn, for your consideration of a loyal fan. Please do not close my name. So anyways, we're going to, is she on the phone? Okay, we're going to call her. That number I gave you real quick, it's on the email. You got it. And we're going to play this song when she comes on. I have a friend named Deborah Hampton, and DeborahHampton.com wrote this song, and it's going to be one of our theme songs for anyone that wins an award. And then we're going to have our own award show in the next year.
Yay.
I know.
And so, we'll be interviewed on the red carpet.
This is what happens when you praise walk. You know. And I have to thank the International Christian Film Festival. Our show was selected for Best Talk Show Host, but we didn't have the right opening. I knew it, but also I was selected for the Best Talk Show Host coming up in May, so I'm tickled about that. And giving God's word on the red carpet. So
nice.
Okay, here's our caller.
Yes.
Here we go. Say, gonna answer. Hi. Hi, is there a Madeline at this number?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, is this Madeline?
Yes.
Hi, Madeline. Well, this is Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM. You're live on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hello. I've got a surprise for you. There's a song I'm going to play. We're going to play that right now. We're going to be right back. I want you to listen. This is for you, Madeline Patrick. Congratulations from Deborah Hampton. We'll be right back.
Everybody's having a party. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate.
Carolyn, we had a letter written in, and it said a little bit about why we're taking you for champion among us for this week on Hollywood Connections. Outstanding achievement in community service. We read your letter. We're going to post it as well, and we're going to have a certificate sent over to you. So congratulations. How does that make you feel?
Thank you. Good. Thank you. Yay.
Yes, and we have other things. Thank you so much, both of you. And we only have 15 minutes left. Thank you. God bless you. We'll get that certificate out to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I all of a sudden, God told me to do this. And that's just one of the things that he's doing. But also, we're going to be doing an excellent award for podcasters out there. We're going to also do another award for Best of the Best. And we're going to have a whole hour show with them. So we got some good ideas, and it's already coming true, because I put it on paper, and it's coming to life.
Literally.
And I'm a refrigerator, so watch out. What you put on your refrigerator comes true. And you pray over it.
It's like your dream board. If you see it every day, it happens. But I had to turn my notifications off on my messenger, because when she's up at 2-3 in the morning, she's sending me something like, look what I found. And I'm like, oh gosh, okay, thank you, Jesus. So I learned how to thank you for turning off my messages, my friends who help me with my phone, because sometimes when God gets a hold of her, it's nonstop. And I'm not complaining at all. It's awesome.
Yeah, so I won't call you past midnight.
You text all night long. Yes, it's okay. I don't have any notifications anymore.
You were talking about witchcraft.
Yeah.
I have a book for you.
Oh.
And I wrote it.
I'm telling you, the spirit is up in here, and I know you feel it, because
I do too.
Freezing.
I do too.
It is my spiritual warfare manual.
Well, I need it.
And I start with the top arc is of Satan all the way down. I put kingdom versus kingdom in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you that you have authority over every woman. I direct you exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. And I have spent 30 years in California with New Age and all of these different witches and stuff like this that I've come against. Witches, actually, I had a warlock shoot at me with a high-powered rifle on Prayer Mountain while I was praying. And I want to tell you that I had more power than he did. I told God to bring him off of there.
You're here for many reasons.
It was like he fell right off that mountain.
Oh, wow.
God's powerful.
Well, Betty, I need to do more hours with you.
Yeah.
I have
no idea. What are your private classes? Because I definitely need to get buy five, get five free, because I promise you.
Well, we only have a few seconds. I know. I didn't know how powerful this was. I mean, I knew the book was, and when you said, how long should we stay? I said, half hour, but I'd like you for the whole hour. We have to take a couple second break here real quick. I know I have two callers on the phone. Who's on the phone right now? You're live, 106.1 FM. You've got a couple seconds. Who's live?
This is Sue, Dawn. Hey.
Hi. Real quick, we are doing, if you can hand me those horse books right there, we are doing another product selling. I it's going to work for one of those big companies, and I thought, I'll just do it myself, and it's called Radio Shopping. You get this wonderful plush horse and the two books. Sue, how much are the books?
The books are $16.95 and the plush is $25.
That's right. So if you put your email below, I will send you some information, and then we'll find out what, PayPal or what you have, and we can send you that. And the horse is how much?
$25. And they're all custom made. They're very soft and cuddly, and they look just like Elliot.
That's right. Now, she has 7 quarter horses. She won the Mom's Choice Award. She was just on Everyday Hero on Bay 9 News. And we're working on a major project together with Elliot. And we have a birthday party coming up at the stables. We'd love to have you come over. We're having Elliot's birthday. Yes. And we'll be there. And that's over here in St. Petersburg. And also, Russ, we're going to do Rusty. Okay, but Sue.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to have you on a special on the 24th, and we're going to be selling your horse and books for about 5 to 10 minutes. All righty?
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye.
Night.
Thank you. She's also a Miss Country USA. I have Beauty Queen reporters that I started, and they're out on the red carpet and judging pageants and events. And I'll be at the Tyrone Square Mall on the 15th. I'll be judging the Sunburst Pageant and go to Sunburst Pageants.
It's been a year?
Yeah, well, this is another one.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's the 15th. This is a smaller one. And then we have Cassie judging over there as well. The other real quick thing you want to talk about.
Yes, I want to talk about, he should be on the line. Rusty, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, this is Captain Rusty's Seafood Products. I am so proud to be part of this amazing product. We have some here in the station, and he makes the best smoked mahi dip and lobster and crab dip. I promise you it's amazing. Rusty, would you please give them the information? And like I said, we will put links up so you can find out where to get this amazing product that I'm so proud to be part of, Rusty.
Well, right now, the only place in your area that is selling it and the retail size would be T.A. Mahoney's, that marine store there, Adamo Drive and 50th Street in Tampa.
Okay.
Yes.
But as you know, Lisa is working on other avenues because we need somebody in the St. Pete area.
Yes, we do. And Dawn, I told you that I already sold, you know, I already sold a lobster small container, and her son can't say...
he can't say enough.
He wants more than one. He's like, does she have two? I'm like, I'll make sure I have two. So.
Yes,
I don't charge them. Give them for free.
See, there you go.
Come in, Harry. Come on. You gotta spread the juice.
No, my son had it last week with my husband. And they were like, "Oh my God!" They're like, "Where can we buy this? I need it." So I told Lisa to bring it to the station. I want to thank you so much for calling, and we just have so much a little time, but we want to thank you, and I can't wait to meet you in person.
Yes, and you can reach out to him. You can reach out to him at rustywestseafood@yahoo.com, correct? Or you can get a hold of him 813-244-2799. All right, Rusty, I'll be seeing you soon with big orders.
All right, right, absolutely. Y'all have a good day.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
We only have a couple minutes left. Betty, we have to have you come back. I mean, you're like an hour, 2 hours. You're a documentary, for gosh sakes. My gosh.
I'm going to interview you and watch our hair go shh as we start.
Oh, my gosh. And the blessings, I'll tell you. We need to go to that commercial with the ice rink. If you like to ice skate, go refresh yourself. I found out the Fountain of Youth, it's freezing yourself at the ice rink.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Michael Krantz with some fantastic news for aspiring actors and actors that just want to get the juices flowing again. The Actors Academy, opening up at the Florida Future Factory right here in Clearwater, Florida, where you can learn the techniques of Stella Adler, Stanford Meisner, Lee Strasberg. Give us a call at 727-326-2467. Phenomenal classes. You'll have a great time. New York theater, New York film acting here in Florida.
Hi, this is the real Lisa V from 106.1 The Heat, and let me tell you about a house that you want to make your own. Located in Venetian Isles, 2055 Massachusetts Avenue, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car garage. It is amazing. Located, once again, St. Pete, Venetian Isles. Please call Lisa C at 727-645-8366 and also go on Facebook to Lisa Clary, C-L-A-R-Y, and check out the amazing photos of this house. Mention this ad and get thousands off.
And we're back. Also, too, this is our radio selling shopping time, and we have another book. It's called No Cash, No Problem. I've read it. Lola will sign it. She is the owner. Her husband co-wrote it, and it's amazing. It'll tell you about barter, trade, everything. If you're in radio, TV, broadcasting, podcasting, everything's in this book. Please put your email below on our social media, and I will send you and put No Cash, No Problem. You do have to pay for the book, of course, and I will make sure that it gets to you. Again, please put that on Facebook. We also want to make sure that if you are trying to buy this Mountain Moving Mama book, this testimonial that's amazing right now, and you can put your email down below. We'll be doing watch parties. We'll be sending this to Betty and Leslie so you know who wants to buy the book. Now, also, where can they buy this book, Betty, as well?
The book.
The book. Where can they buy it?
They can go to Amazon, or they can go to www.bettygreenministries.com and order it using our PayPal Visa, or they can go to Amazon.
And it's $20. And, wow, so how did you two meet? I have, like, 5 minutes left. And
so Betty was referring to her spiritual warfare manual. I had a difficult season of life, I'll just say that. And my dear friend over here that's off camera, Melinda.
She's helping with all our pictures. Thank you.
She introduced the two of us. So Melinda is a graduate of Betty's Bible College.
Oh.
Very nice. So powerful. Somebody may ask, can they get funding, like through like financing, if they want to go to the college,
like a scholarship? Yes. Do they have scholarships?
No scholarships or anything
like
that.
I don't know about scholarships.
Okay,
but there are there's a payment plan.
It's very inexpensive. Okay.
So when they go, what are they going for to? Yes.
If you have a call of God on your life, or you just want to know the Bible, come. I guarantee you'll know it when I get through with you, because I played it to myself for 7 years. I know the Bible by heart, and I know every part of it. I have 33 books. I wrote my own curriculum. I have 2 doctorate's degrees.
Wow.
There you go.
From the Bible.
So when do the classes start?
Every Tuesday at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock, and Thursday nights from 6:30. For 2 hours.
Can I say there's a little bit more to her that when she told me what she does? Can I say, hint, hint, this woman, besides all this talent, all the things that she's done, and, you know, my mom used to say, you know, don't worry about anything out there. You know, God's got all the keys to everything that you want. You just have to ask him and that door will open up. You also were talking about you have a TV production.
Yes. 30 years ago, this man, I spread for about 10 preachers in California, and I told him, I said, God is going to use you all over the world to carry the word of God. Well, I went on and I prophesied a few more, and I come back and I said, God said you didn't take it seriously, that he's going to use you all over the world. And finally, after I got through praying for everybody, I went back a third time and told him a third time. Today, he is taking the word of God all over the world. I'm his spiritual mom.
Wow.
Mm. I won Lee Benton to Jesus Christ in California when I went to Church on the Way, which has a lot of actors in it. Mm-hmm. And she said, would you come to my condo? And they had a room where you could have about 100 people. And all these actors of her friends come. Mm-hmm. And they heard my testimony. And, of course, they got saved radically. And we went from house to house having meetings, 30 at a time, winning actors to Jesus till it was $300. Mm. Because I'm an ex-stripper, they can identify with me.
Right.
And all of them now, and they're still preaching after all these years. Lee Benton is preaching at CBS and has hundreds come every Sunday to hear her preach gospel.
Well, you know, it's funny you're saying that too as well. I always wanted to work when I came out of broadcasting school, and he's going, 2 minutes, John. I'm like, no, please, I want more time. Anyways, we need sponsors out there. Restaurants, come on on board, so we can be a more and get Betty on the air as well. more Betty, and more of our testimonies as well. And after broadcasting, I wanted to be the 700 Club. I want to be a reporter. I said, this is what I want to do, and it never came to up to my dream. And then I met this guy named Helen Daphlis in West Palm. I was on the radio for over 20 years with him, 10 years here. And now I'm doing it myself. And God says, forget, do it yourself. Do your own miracle stories. Do your own stuff. Get out there and do those stories.
Write your own book, Dawn Reese.
It's going to be jumping over landmines because nobody will believe it. But anyways, there's so much miracle stories in my life as well. And Betty, it's been such a pleasure to have you here. And again, Moving Mountain Mama, put your email on your social media and the YouTube. We're going to put that up there as well. And we will put you on our mailing list and send you out the information. And I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you, Betty. Any last words?
Our television station is called Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network out of California.
I love it. Oh my gosh, I can't. I'm going to go to your place. We're going to sit down and just do a story. I need to sit down and just bring out my camera and talk to you more.
We got a cameraman.
We got a cameraman. He does drone.
Yes, we got this.
And also, Leslie, thank you for being
here. Thank you, Dawn.
She's a great writer. If you want your story told, she's the one to do it.
There we go. We were looking for somebody like you. We got it. Hollywood Connections next week. Podcasters from around the world. You don't
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.